In occupied Palestine, the founder of Natura Carta once said that we are not a group with numbers and membership. We are a group that has the true Jewish view. However Jewish a person is, that's how affiliated he is. But I mean, one of our rabbis there, who's in close contact with the Palestinian authorities, estimated that tens of thousands easily, if not more, and hundreds of thousands worldwide.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much for your enlightening talk. I'd like to ask, how aware is the Jewish population worldwide about the existence of your group and the facts as you've presented them to us? Because for us, this is a very new fact. And how much is the actual Jewry across the world aware of these facts?
Your first question was how worried they are about us.
How aware?
There are... The people in the know are very aware. The same as you had a demonstration, a peace demonstration. Were there 900 people there or 1,000 people there 2 weeks ago? Wasn't in the press. It was in the Iranian Times, I know, and it was on the Iranian television. It was on the Middle Eastern television. It wasn't mentioned in the press. Why? Because they want to knock it down. They don't want to make... They want to give out the view that... whether it's the Free Press or the Zionist Press, Muslim people are a violent lot going around with knives. They don't want to see a peaceful process, so they don't report that. We have the same problem. They know that the more they report our activities, the more sense it makes. There was an instance now. I mean, they do try to subdue us. They are aware of it. They know about us. They know about it completely. They try to make us a few odd ones, a few extreme ones. But unfortunately, Judaism in the free world is largely assimilated. And the assimilated Jew does not want to be reminded about his obligation, not only in this idea, but in other ideas. He doesn't want to go to a synagogue where he has to sit men and women separately, or whether he has to have his head covered, or whether he has to eat certain foods. He doesn't want to be restricted. So, but recently there was a letter in the Jewish Chronicle, which is a Zionist paper, various letters about various Zionist topics, and one of them was about the religious Jews. And he said that the Natura Carta and others who hold that view are consistent. They don't take money from the state. They don't go to the participate in the votes. They don't want anything. They refuse to go to the army. But the others that start a bit of this and a bit of that, they're the problem. And they don't like that. So obviously they are aware. And wherever they get an opportunity, they condemn us. And when they can't condemn us, they try to shut us up.
Great.
Okay. As opposed to, say, Judaism or Jewish claims, what are the claims?
From Judaism perspective, Jews have no rights at present. We believe that we were promised the Holy Land, and it was taken away from us. And we are obliged to live in exile. Exile can mean living in Palestine, but under the rule, under Palestinian rule, or under whatever, not as owners. Owners of an individual place, yes, but not. We believe that there is a Messiah that's going to come, but our prophets have told us that the day that the Messiah will come, the whole world will be filled with godliness. No nation will lift up a sword to each other. Everybody will live in peace and harmony, and everybody will know what their purpose and where their place is. So our salvation cannot come through military force or through violence. But that doesn't mean an objection to, let's say, the Palestinian Authority take over today. There's no objection to people, Jews, living in the Holy Land, but not as owners, not as rulers.
Thank you very much for your speech. I think you have understood much, much more than what we have been past under the impression. By what way? two questions. My first question, how much boys have you got in the state of Israel?
In the state?
In the state of Israel.
You're talking about in the government?
Yes.
Well, we don't recognize the government. We fight against the government. If we will hold a demonstration, we won't, even in London, we won't hold it outside the Zionist government, because we'll hold it outside the Home Office, or outside the Downing Street, wherever. Our voice is voiced regularly. I mean, there are cases, there are pictures here that I'll show you of other things where, let's say, on the anniversary of the day that the state was proclaimed, we fast. We fast as a day of tragedy. 50 years to the day of the state, and our rabbis put in sackcloth, like sex, marching around the streets, young, old, showing this is a day of mourning, this is a day of tragedy. Our voice is heard. If it wasn't heard, they wouldn't have to keep denying us.
My second question, since you are being oppressed by the Zionist state,
yeah,
how would you want the Muslim to assist you in the same manner? Because I think this is where you would find
the only, as I said before, the only weapon the Zionists have to separate the Jews and the Muslims is the animosity, the fight. The more the word is spread that we are not enemies, that we have no fight, we have different beliefs, but we are friends, that is their poison.
Thank you.
Right. Anybody else? Yes. I'd also like to thank you very much for
pleasure and honor.
A quick question, which is, have you been to previous Bund's demonstrations, or was this your first?
No, we've been to plenty of demonstrations. We had demonstrations, I mean, you're talking about in England, I suppose.
Yes.
In England, we've had demonstrations since the foundation of the state. We've had, in one of those books, you'll find some demonstrations that took place in England. But Sabra Shatila was a well-known demonstration where it was on television in Downing Street. The Hebron massacre some years ago was another well-known. But we've been to university campuses. We spoke, there was a group, Bazo, British Anti-Zionist Organization. There was Kabu. And various others. We've spoken, we've demonstrated. It's not the first one that we've participated in, but we have to be careful where we participate. We had a situation in, I think it was either Basel or Kabul, where some of the participants were Jews, but communist Jews, or socialist Jews, non-believing. So they got up and said statements as socialists, not as Jews, not as believers. Fine, they're entitled to their beliefs. But we cannot be associated with an atheistic view. I'm not condemning it from a social point of view. But we have to be very careful that it shouldn't be a thing that the religious Jews and the atheists have joined together. Now, I don't know whether you have a similar problems in your community, but that's why there are very often meetings where we have to refuse because of the other participants.